The University of Minnesota Extension and College of Pharmacy have partnered with Itasca and Aiken County Public Health Departments to build community assets on a county level to address substance abuse in the county. The project is made possible with funding from a rural health and safety education grant through the USDA. Joining us in the studio this morning is Kelly Chandler from Itasca County Health and Lori Rothstein from the University of Minnesota Extension. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Did I do good?
Rothstein.
Stein. See, I worked so hard.
It's a regional thing.
Every time, yes. Rothstein.
And we are speaking with two radio veterans here, so this is going to be good.
Yes, it will be
Lori
good.
From up at WTIP.
Yes.
In the region, anyway, yep.
Yeah.
I live in Grand Marais.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for coming in, yeah. Lori Rothstein.
There you go.
How's that?
Okay. Beautiful.
So let's talk about some things that are not always easy to talk about. Substance abuse in our communities, in rural Minnesota especially, and resources and how you get those conversations going. First, let's kind of lay this out. What do you think, what's the need or what's happening in our rural areas?
Sure. I would say that in Itasca County in particular, which is my focus area, I would say that we are hit harder than the statewide average for substance use. And that goes anywhere from vaping and tobacco use up to alcohol and opioids and other substances. And rural areas in northeastern Minnesota are hit harder than the state average in general. Yeah.
So let's talk about this collaboration, what you've been working on so far.
Sure. So we have been fortunate enough to work with the University of Minnesota Extension and the UMD College of Pharmacy on two federal grants related to opioids, but substance use in general for the past about 8 months now. And we are still in the information gathering phase of this, where we're trying to learn more about substance use and what persons who have achieved recovery and are in need of treatment and recovery, what they need, what kind of recovery capitals they need to stay successful in their treatment and recovery. And so we've conducted some interviews with persons that are in recovery, with our wellness court and with our juvenile recovery specialist program out of Ross Resources. We've interviewed them, and we've conducted interviews with stakeholders in the community who work with people in recovery and what they see as the need. And then we've conducted 3 community forums in Itasca County and Aiken as well. And they have been very successful. We've had professionals, and we've had people who have been in recovery, and they've told their story, and they've just been really powerful. They've been amazing.
Have they been well attended?
Generally speaking, yes. Yes. So the larger communities have had more attendance, yes, than the smaller communities. But yeah, and lots of interest. You know, sometimes you get into that time of year when it's just harder to attend things. And you know that being from this community. But yeah, generally speaking, they've been well attended. And the other the beauty of what's been coming out of it is they've been marketed. They've been marketed on your radio. They've been marketed in the newspaper. And I've had other people call me, email me, and just say, I want to help. I want to be involved. It is so great that you're working on this. So that's been really great. Lots of other conversations have been happening based on our work.
So, Lori, what's your role been in this whole process?
Yeah, so my role, I'm on the overall team with the university, with the College School of Pharmacy and Extension that's working on it. And where I really am going to be taking a lead is coming up on the next part, which is really the change maker retreat aspects that we're really would like to get out into the community and say, hey, if you have an idea about what we can do to positively affect recovery and substance use in our communities, and you want to put that into action, come to the retreat. So we're really looking for people who are, you know, who are maybe creative and can spark ideas or have just like something that's like, you know, this would have been really nice for me, or this would be really nice for me, or I wish this was here and so this would never be needed, right? So something like that. And if you have that idea, you know, apply to attend the retreat. As Kelly already said, substance use is really It's really complex, and the recovery around that takes a lot of time. It's a long-term support that's needed in the community, and lots of different things are needed. And so we hope that as community members, you can identify the pieces, the gaps that are there, that are maybe where you'd like to fill, but also the assets that you could really say, you know what, we could do something around this and bring this and put it into more of a recovery lens or something like that. So that's where I'll be more leading some of my energy coming up, is to making those retreats happen.
So you're talking more than like mental health professionals or people in recovery professionals. You're talking about how community members, whatever kind of background you have, could help in
absolutely this. So we're hoping for a cross sector. So it's people who are on that frontline professionally who are involved, and that could be anyone from a faith leader to somebody who is more in a nonprofit setting to somebody who has more medical profession. And as well as people who are community members, quote unquote, they're all community members, right? But like your neighbor, right? So somebody who, for example, in my community, my neighbor is somebody who does mentor a girl whose family is going through some substance use situation at the moment. So it could be anyone. And we're just looking for someone who has a passion around that. And the more diverse audience or more diverse participation we have at those retreats, I think the more diverse projects or innovations that will come out of that.
You know, sometimes when you put groups together like this and you talk to community leaders, sometimes you forget to do the people who are really struggling. Are people who are struggling with some sort of substance abuse going to be able to talk about this and be a part of these gatherings that you're going to be setting up?
Yeah, we are hoping that we have people in recovery as well who attend. You know, when you have firsthand experience, you have a different lens of that. Yeah. Whether you're firsthand someone who's recovering, or firsthand a child of someone who's been in recovery, or firsthand a parent of a child who's been in recovery, I think that's really would be really great to have many people attending who can really have that story, but also then have that passion to say, what can we do? Mm-hmm. What can we do about this?
So, Kelly, do the residents of Itasca County know that we have an opioid crisis?
Do the residents know? That is a great question. So opioids, it is hitting the media nationwide. I think that's a great question, and you're actually making me ponder a little bit. I don't know if the community knows as much if they haven't necessarily been affected by it, and we can go back to, you know, mental health or, you know, that type of thing. I certainly think that people who work in the field do recognize that and are spreading the word a little more. I would say substance use in general, meth is still our big substance here, and it ebbs and flows. If you talk to law enforcement or, you know, our emergency medical services, they'll say that different drugs come and go throughout our area. And meth is not an opioid, but that is our primary substance. I would say that generally speaking, there may be an awareness, but I think more can be done. And one of the big pieces that has really came out of our information gathering is stigma. And stigma from lots of different levels, which in my personal opinion, it comes from fear of not knowing, you know, what this means. And so, you know, some of the things I've been thinking about is how do we just raise awareness? Like, what is addiction? What are the different treatment models? These are pieces that we want to raise awareness for in the community, for professionals and community members. And, you know, I think if you've been touched by it, you may have an awareness, but if you haven't been, maybe you don't. So
Lori, who's being affected? It seems like in the news you hear about adults are the ones being struggling most with an opioid crisis, whether it's from an injury or whatever. Is that true, or is it for young people as well?
I think it's all of it. So, you know, everyone has a different story on how they came into addiction. And for some people, it's having that prescription. And, you know, our young people are often on prescriptions too. And our, you know, the medical professionals here in Itasca County have been really responsive to the crisis and really looked at what they're prescribing and how much they're prescribing, as well as in Aiken, just really front runners, or even in the state around how we're looking at that. But, you know, Our young people are like in sports, for example, right? And you have a knee injury, and then so very early on, you could be exposed to painkillers. So for some people, that's a case, right? For some people, it's this longer term pain management that has been around opioids that has been like, how does that affect you? And for others, it's, you know, you come in at it a different way from other substance use ways. So everybody is a little bit different on how it's there. And that's why part of it's so complex to think about, not just the prevention part of it, but then the recovery part of it. And what kind of systems do we need? There was somebody at one of our forums, someone in recovery who spoke, and she spoke at many of the Itasca County forums. And she said something like, to the effect, like, recovering from addiction is really easy. You just have to change all your family and friends and everything that you do and everywhere you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that same person made a comment, and it was actually put on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, it takes a village to help someone recover or something like that. And really, that has been kind of the theme throughout from all our persons in recovery. Yeah, it's not easy. And the people who spoke were amazing. Mm. Amazing. Yeah.
That's Kelly Chandler. She's from Itasca County Health, and Lori Rothstein from University Stein from the University of Minnesota Extension. I want to talk about the what you have going on and how the community can get involved. You describe this project as building recovery capitals in our community. What does that mean, recovery capitals?
Yeah, it's really fancy, right?
Yeah.
So, so part of it is we're working with Laura Palumbi, who does a lot of research and does that. This is like really, you probably heard her name in the community. In the Northeast region. She's a professor at Duluth, and she's been doing this work for a while. But really what Recovery Capitals is it's like what somebody needs to be supported through recovery. So there's, you know, physical capital. So if you think about that, it's like, you know, your basic needs, right? So like your housing, transportation, finances, those type of things. Or there's the human capital. So that's more the individual, like the skills, that individual skills somebody has. Like, do they have job alignment skills or personal resiliency skills? It's kind of like self-efficacy skills, maybe in prevention, but also like going forward, how do they stay strong and confident? Social capital, those are the relationships we have, both our family relationships, our community relationships. Who are our mentors? Who supports us? How are we supportive with one another? That's kind of where some of that stigma stuff comes in as well. Like, you know, how can we be supportive community members? And cultural capital, that's more the structure, I would say, like structural types of things. So it could be what a community has. And we have a lot of great things here in Itasca County, like Kelly already mentioned. You know, we have Wellbriety and different types of support systems. But what does that look like overall as a community? Where could we do some... just a really small things, but also larger thinking to make an impact.
Did you say Wellbriety?
Yeah. So you guys have to. What's your exact term that you guys use? Use wellness court. What do you say, Wellbriety?
Wellness court.
You say wellness. So every community is a little bit different.
Yes.
So I'm like, which one exactly? Yeah. So some people say Wellbriety. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So why is this happening here in Itasca County? Is this happening everywhere?
We actually, with this specific, the RHSE, the Rural Health and Safety funding, have funding in Aiken and Itasca. And then we have another county. We're working also with another SAMHSA funding in Pine, Northern St. Louis, Boyce Fort, and in Mille Lacs Band. So we will be, you know, we have some of the change makers that will be happening there. And we have that coming up here, which is why we're really here today, really hoping that you guys have ideas, you take the time to apply. Applications are due July 1st. And you can find that on our website, university website, but hopefully we can link to it here.
Absolutely.
As well. And again, like you mentioned, we're looking for anyone with ideas and a passion to bring that forward.
Yeah. So you're looking for 20 people. To volunteer to say, I can make a change here somehow. How big an idea do you need to have, or what? Tell us kind of what this whole thing means, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Your idea can be big or small. And I know we have a link on the University of Minnesota Extension website with changemaker ideas. It could be, I want to expand Sober Squad because we have a phenomenal Sober Squad in Itasca County.
What's a Sober Squad?
It's a group of people in recovery that support each other, and they have sober events, and they host meetings. And they've had a really strong presence at our Deer River Forum and amazing group of people. They could be, we could expand meetings, we could expand maybe a mindfulness or yoga or something for people in recovery. It could be, this is one of my goals, so I'm going to throw it out there, give a plug. I would love to have drop boxes for prescriptions in our rural areas. Right now we have that in Grand Rapids. We do not have that in the other communities in Itasca. Something to dispose of prescriptions. Really, it could be small or large. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little more about this Changemaker retreat.
So it'll be at Long Lake Conservation Center August 21st to 22nd, and it's 2 days, and it's really where we're facilitating really a process that helps you really spark your creativity, but also think about, so you have an idea, but how can we make it a little different? How can it be innovative? How can you bring it here so that it has a both larger impact, but also more noticed, right? So it can make a little difference. And then also the idea behind the Changemaker Retreat is that individuals can make an impact. We don't have to necessarily have a large community decision to move forward to make a difference. And collectively, those small pebbles, all those different projects can make a bigger ripple. So it's about not just like sparking those individual projects, but connecting the change makers together.
So if someone listening right now is an artist, is a writer, you know, maybe wants to lend talents in that way.
Love it.
That would work?
Absolutely. Okay. I have a friend who was like writing plays, vignettes on like poverty and mental health, right? Like, absolutely bring your skills, your passion to the project. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Lori, a while back you said that one woman made the comment that it's easy to recover if you do this. Tell me those things again that she said.
Yeah,
she said, get rid of your family, get rid of your friends. How do you do that?
Yeah, so that's what we're, you know, that's where as a community, how can we be supportive in that? So it's really thinking about that. It takes a lot of courage to go through a recovery and a lot of bravery, and it takes a lot of time. So it's constant, you know, it's really lifelong as well, but, you know, so thank you. I think it's good to acknowledge that, and I think that's where to celebrate people who have gone through this journey or are going through this journey and are being successful is really important.
Mm-hmm. So to be a change maker, to go to this training, does it cost anything?
No, it's all covered by the grant. So everything, your meals, your lodging at Long Lake will be covered. So that part's all there. And the fun part is that when you finish the Changemaker Retreat, you have an opportunity to apply for some small grant funding, so from seed funding, just to launch your project.
Oh, wow. Okay. So tell us again when it is. It's at Long Lake Community Center. It's August
21st to 22nd. Applications are due July 1st. And so you can do that now online at z.umn.edu/opioid-changemaker.
And we'll put a link on our website as well. Anything else we might have missed? Or who do you want to... I mean, we might have sparked someone's interest here that would
definitely.
Never think that they would get involved in this, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that, and I mentioned this before, but just the amount of side conversations that have came out of this work and conducting forums has really been amazing. People just reaching out saying, I want to help, or, oh my gosh, I had no idea that people in my community were struggling. Please let me know how I can help. And that's what we want to talk about. We want to talk about substance use and recovery and offer hope. I think that the persons who came to our forums who have recovered offered an amazing amount of hope that this is possible and we can do this. And so that's what we want people to know. And if anybody wants to get involved, I work for Itasca County Public Health. My phone number is 327-6144. You can call me, email me, absolutely. And we can talk about how we can move forward with substance use in Itasca.
If you want to be a change maker, want more information, you can contact us and we will connect you as well. 800-662-5799. Kelly Chandler from Itasca County Public Health. Lori Rothstein. I did it again, didn't I?
It's easy.
I keep remembering.
Yeah. From the University of Minnesota Extension. If you want to be a change maker, please let us know. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for this work.
Thank you for having us.